Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I give God the glory today. Amen. All the honor and all the praise. Amen. For what he's doing. I'm a few minutes late. Amen. But it's better to be late than never. I thank God. Amen. For allowing me to see another day. I'm excited. Amen. This is Bible study day. And we are in end time revelation. I want to start off with music today. Amen. Because I got an important message, amen, to tell you, amen, concerning God and his will, amen. For the Bible says his will must be done on earth as it is in heaven. So I bless God, I bless the Savior, I bless the Creator, amen, for allowing us, amen, a chance to do his will in earth, amen. Thank you, Jesus, for he has assigned mankind to do his will, amen, to perform his works, amen, to assist him in the earth realm. And I just give him glory, all the honor and all the praise. I'm excited, amen. I got a chance to cook some gumbo and to give it to some of my sons, amen. Thank you, Jesus, that I love so much, amen, in this city where I live. So, amen, I praise God for that, amen, because where I live, they're not accustomed to seafood and so much as far as gumbo is concerned. I'm from the South, amen, and I love good old soul food, amen, something that's going to stick to your ribs, amen. So we just going to go on with the program without any further ado, amen, because God, amen, has allowed this moment, amen, and it's to be spent preciously. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now. We bind up Lucifer and every hindrance, every trick and trap of him, amen, in the name of Jesus. And we ask, Lord God, that you would literally move by your spirit and anoint me to more to speak a word, amen, in season. For the Bible, amen, is truly your word. It's our road map to deliverance. It's our road map to sanctification. It's our road map to, amen, knowing your will. And so I got to both sides. Father, I ask that you would anoint me, amen, to speak the word in season. I bind up Lucifer and his works, amen, and I ask that your perfect will be done, because thy will must be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I give God the praise. Amen. You know, there are a lot of men and women out there that are very interested in end time. And it's a very important factor in our lives, amen. If you don't know what's going to happen, amen, how are you going to get prepared for it? The Bible says a wise man will build his house, but a wise woman, amen, in essence, would build her house, but a foolish woman will tear it down. And that's, in essence, as far as a man is concerned, too. So we as the body of Christ, if we don't, amen, build it up on God's principles and his laws, amen, and his precepts, amen, we're literally tearing something down that's going to should be a benefit to us. So we are literally, amen, destroying our lives as well. We have an enemy out there, and I hate him. I really hate Satan. I don't like what he has done. I don't like what he's about to do, and I don't like what he's doing to God's people. You know, I tell you that I had started a consecration, amen, and I tell you, I'm not saying this to brag on anything, but I'm saying this because when you are a prophet or a prophetess or a minister, even a person that's in the congregation, you need to fast to seek answers from the Lord, and you need to fast, amen, and pray so that God can give you instructions on how to deal with various issues in life. And being a prophetess, amen, a prophetess must speak accurate, amen. A prophet must speak accurate. Anybody that's given the revelation of the word must speak accurate, because you're going to be held accountable for it. So during my consecration, amen, at first, I mean, the warfare was so tremendous, amen, I was wondering about how can I be helped and what can I do to make this, to stop this, this year, because it's been like this for, amen, not the same warfare, but it's been like this for a long time. And when I really got fully situated in God, amen, knowing his word and beginning to preach and beginning to do my newsletter, the enemy really attacked. And he told me, he said, don't preach Jesus. Don't preach the word of God. And I told him, I said, I'm going to preach it anyway. And for those that don't believe that there is a devil, there is a devil. And that's what's killing us now. We go around with this facade like, you know, it ain't nothing. It's, you know, it's just normal, you know, part of life and blah, blah, this and that. And then all of a sudden you end up, amen, losing your soul behind what you don't believe. He said, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. And because of unbelief, the Israelites could not enter into the promised land. Amen. A whole slew of them died, amen, in the wilderness because of their unbelief. And they ended up, amen, God had to bring in another generation that would believe. Then Abraham, amen, God accounted him as a righteous man, unto him for righteousness, because he believed what God said. And he got out of an idolatrous nation, amen, where his fathers and all of them practiced idolatry, and came to the fullness and the knowledge of God and trusted God. But he believed God for a city and a building, amen, that was not made by hand, amen. So he wasn't looking at the natural side, amen. He was looking at the spiritual side, amen, where God was going to give him eternal rest, where God was going to prepare a place for his seeds, amen, throughout the generations, third, fourth, fifth generation, all the way down throughout the generations. And God is a covenant God, and he keeps his word. He made his covenant with Abraham, amen, and he performed it with his oath with Isaac and Jacob, amen. So with God doing what he says he's going to do, we can't fail as the body of Christ if we attend unto the will, if we listen to what God is saying, amen, because it's true. Don't let unbelief, amen, stagnate you, because this devil blinds the mind of man. So as I was seeking, and I've been praying and seeking the Lord, I had some friends to pray with me, and I had one son, amen, precious son, amen, he would call me almost every day, Mother, I want to see how you're doing. You're doing okay, because the battle was raging. And I told him, I say, yeah, and then sometimes I say, oh, this battle is so hard. And other times I just say, you know, this battle is really, you know, hard. Amen. And I can't understand a lot of things. Amen. But as God began to mature and develop me, amen, along with the battle, amen, that I was going through, amen, and then the various other people, I had more than, you know, one person calling me and me talking to more than one person. Amen, and other people praying for me, amen, I seen a tremendous battle because I was picking up their warfare right along with mine. Amen? And so God told me, said, well, just pull away. What I want you to do is pull away from everybody and shut down and listen to my voice. And as I pulled away and began to listen to his voice, he told me, he said, I want you to keep a pen and paper by your side. I say, okay, God. I say, I'll do what you told me to do. And so on, praise God, on September the 15th, amen, God told me, September the 14th, it told me to get a pen and paper ready, amen. And down on the 15th, he told me, he said, he's coming soon. He's soon to come, amen. And then on the 16th, I seen in a dream, well, the people wasn't ready financially, so, amen, for the problems that are getting ready to come into the earth, nor spiritually so, amen. Their spirit man is dead, amen. Their spirit man is dead to the point that nobody's teaching holiness and righteousness and truth. Nobody's teaching that there is a spirit life that we must walk, amen, and put down this worldly system. That's what Abraham literally did. He put down the worldly system. And nobody told me all of these issues, amen, were going to occur until I really just sought the Lord. So as I began to seek him and he told me that, he said a spirit man is dead, amen, in essence to them not being prepared. You got to be spiritually discerned, spiritually developed. As God said in his word, he said, they that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. Amen. That means the spirit man got to worship God. The spirit man must tune in to the Holy Ghost and begin to have conversation with the Holy Ghost. We must have the evidence of speaking in tongues, unknown tongues. That's an unknown language. Amen. And we must practice these gifts, amen, in order to have a perfect prayer connection with God. So when issues come, amen, the devil can't hear what's going on because the devil works with thoughts. He works with the mind. He works with the five senses and the discernment so that literally if he can keep us off focus and our focus off of God, amen, and his son Jesus Christ, he can make a mockery out of us. I'm talking to somebody. So God told me to get the pen and paper ready and the pencil ready, and I began to write. And then on this morning I seen where the devil literally, amen, had set up. It's like this man, he's sitting behind a desk, and he's writing and possibly enacting out some kind of laws and some kind of stuff. And what he was going to do, amen, was to pass this on, and it was going to infiltrate, amen, in certain areas, and a lot of people were going to get messed up behind this here stuff. God stepped in and fought that devil, amen, and took and exploded and burnt up what was in the enemy's hand so that it could not be in operation. So we as the body of Christ need to understand when you shut down, you're not bragging to shut down. Amen. Daniel shut down so that he could hear from the Lord, and the Lord gave him visions, amen, and dreams about what was going to come and the Antichrist and what he was going to do. John on the Isle of Patmos wrote the book of Revelation, amen, because he shut down, amen, amen, and began to hear what the Spirit had to say to the church. So it's not a bragging thing, but this is a factual thing. Prophets are called, and they do different from various other people, and they fast often, and they pray often, and they might do things that you might say were very unusual. They don't understand, and why did they do it like this here? So, you know, we got to really tune in to what God, amen, is telling us, amen, because we're in the end time. You know, we always take the Lord's Supper, and the Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians 11 chapter, amen, as we come together, we need to take it. So, amen, starting at the 24th verse, it says, take, eat, this is, okay, let me start at the beginning. And I say, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. If you have your bread, you may take it. And then after the same manner, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. If you have your grape juice, you may drink it now. Praise God. Praise God. I give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. You know, we're talking about end time revelation, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, and the abomination of the earth. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And one of the things that we have to keep our focus on is, thank you, Jesus, what's getting ready to occur, amen, as far as a lot of things that have been going on in the in world news. Amen. And if you look at what Barack Obama is doing and various other nations have been doing, amen, they have had a meeting Thank you, Jesus. And I give God the glory. And this meeting was in reference to the government and how it will be structured and regulated in the future. And what they did was, during this meeting, amen, that was a group, a nation of people, amen, and it's called the G20, the governmental body, amen, and it includes America, Italy, India, Mexico, South Africa, amen, Iran, and all of those various other foreign countries. Amen, and I have to get you all the name of them. Amen. And what they want to do is try to, literally, as far as the monetary is concerned and the various other issues that are being brought up, is what they literally trying to do is start the new central world bank. Amen. And this will bring in a currency named SDR, Special Drawing Rights, amen. That will be the one world currency, amen, that everybody will have, amen, to use, amen, in the future. And all of this here is leading up to the Antichrist coming, amen. They want to have centralized government that will be a governing body all over the world, and they want to have a centralized bank, amen. And that's called this group of people that met together, amen, is called the G20, amen. So we need to understand that what Satan is trying to do is form this one world government, and it's going to involve a lot of wrong perceptions on how to run the world. And America has been a key figure in the will of God, amen, in order to promote security, amen, and help protect Israel. But America has fallen because they have allowed everything to come into America and allowed everything to try to lord over America until the issues are so grave now that we are literally in a global recession, amen. We are in a famine, amen, and it's not going to get any better. People think it is, but it's not going to get any better. So last week I talked to you, I talked to you about the Antichrist, amen, and I let you know that there are two Antichrists that are coming up. And it's coming out of the book of Ezekiel. And he's going to be like an eagle, amen. And the eagle represents Israel, amen. It don't represent nobody else, but he's going to come in because he's going to come in through the bloodline, amen. He's going to say that, yeah, I am an ancestor of the Jewish nations. I have rights, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Ezekiel 17:1-24. And I had stopped with... let me see. I'll start right here. And it say, and I, Daniel, you know that the Antichrist come from Lebanon because Daniel speaks about the nearness of the nations to him. In the book of Daniel, Daniel literally speaks about the nearness of the nations. Edom, Moab, Ammon, Egypt, Libya, Ethiopia shall be at thy seat. And he shall build a tabernacle of his place between the seas, the Sea of Galilee and the Mediterranean Sea, in the glorious holy mountain. And it will come to an end, and none shall help him, for the 10 nations that will follow him shall turn their backs on him. God has ordained this to be so. In the book of Daniel, chapters 7, let's see, 7 and 8, and all the way through, praise God, his writings, amen, he speaks about the Antichrist, he speaks about the ram, and he speaks about the various animals that represented the governments and the nations. And that were back in those days, that were four great kingdoms: the Babylonians, the Roman Empire, the Roman Empire. Amen. And you got the Medes and the Persians. Well, the last Antichrist, amen, is going to be a father and son, and they are going to come from Lebanon. That's where they're coming from. Amen. That's their birth. That's their nativity. That's where they're coming from, their birth. Amen. And so Daniel speaks about, amen, how this Antichrist is going to come in. And he speaks about how he's going to deceive the people, amen, and show himself to be great because he's fearless, amen. He's good in warfare. He can fight, and he's going to deceive the young people. So in order for him to get into Israel, he has to use a strategy. And the strategy, amen, is, amen, thank you, Jesus, to go in and influence the prime ministers, amen, to let them think that he has an answer for all the world problems, amen, and he's going to go in through deception. So as I was reading about what Daniel was saying, thank you, Jesus, there will be 10 nations that will follow the last Antichrist or eagle, or president, as he might be want to call, you know, I'm talking backwards. And they will make a treaty, an alliance with the Antichrist. That's Israel. Israel will make a treaty, an alliance with the Antichrist, and pay tribute, tax to him for his service. Amen. The people will think that the Antichrist can protect them. He will bring in much deception. Because of the recession and the world issues, the Antichrist will win many through helping establish the economy and war maneuvers. Remember I said earlier, he's going to be so skillful as far as wars is concerned, people are going to think that he's highly intelligent. The only thing that he has behind him, he has Satan and the little power that Satan is going to give him. Oh, my God. But, oh, Satan's power ain't greater than God's. Amen. There ain't no power greater than God. There's no counsel greater than God. Fighting will increase in the world as well as starvation and slavery. The last Antichrist will divide the world into three provinces and cause the world to be taxed, registered, a census taken, and a number given. Amen. And the last Antichrist or king or president, whatever you want to call him, amen, or eagle, amen, is the Antichrist that Jesus will overthrow at the Battle of Armageddon. This is the Antichrist, amen, that will come from the bloodline of Dan, amen. And when I speak about providence, the Antichrist will divide the world into three sections, amen, each section will be used for the purposes that I will read to you. This is when the Antichrist is going to set up his seat, amen, and one of the things is he's going to do, and like I say, is divide, amen, the world, amen, as far as governmental position, jurisdictions, amen, into three provinces, three jurisdictions in the world. The main area in the world where he thinks that would be lucrative, amen, and a benefit to him is going to be over in Lebanon. It's going to be Jerusalem, and it's going to be Rome, amen. It's going to be over there, amen, in that area. And he's going to set up his government and his governmental laws there, and they're going to be enforced. The three provinces will have a capital in them, and in Jerusalem the Antichrist will reign. In Rome, the false prophet will be in control by order of the Antichrist. This is where the seat of religion will flow which would be Muslim. The Muslims believe, amen, the Muslims believe. In Lebanon is where the commercial department will be held. This leader will hold a high office, but will not exercise his authority no higher than the Antichrist, but will be up under the Antichrist, amen, and take orders from him. He will be maybe a governor which will handle foreign and domestic affairs, amen, and the economy, amen, and the flow of commerce, amen. That will be in Lebanon. I've been talking to you about Lebanon. The Antichrist, the two Antichrists are coming from Lebanon. That's coming out of Revelation 13 chapter. I've told you one coming on the sea. Amen. And one is on the land. Amen. And they're going to be recognized for being fierce in wars and fighting and doing the things. Amen. That will bring notability to them through deception. Satan is a deceiver. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And being in Jerusalem itself, the Antichrist will take his seat there, amen, and reign all over the world. He will literally control the world out of Jerusalem. Again, everything as far as the economy is concerned, amen, the commerce is concerned, the headquarters, amen, will be in Lebanon. And then the next place will be Italy, Rome, Italy, amen, where the religion will come from, where the false prophet will come in. And everybody that don't believe and accept Muslims, amen, those people will be killed. All of those that don't believe and accept the mark of the beast, amen, they will not be able to buy or sell on an international scale, amen, as far as the commerce is concerned, as far as the economy is concerned. Those people, foods, amen, transportation, all of that is going to be stopped, amen, because of what you don't have, and that's the mark of the beast, amen. You won't be able to buy or sell or trade. In the end times, amen, the Antichrist, amen, and the people are going to fight Christians. There are going to be wars against Christianity. They're going to literally fight the Christians and try to demeanor the Christians and stop the flow of Christianity. Christianity is going to eventually end up going underground. Amen. They're going to try to destroy the Bibles. They're going to do everything they can to stop the flow of the will of God. Amen. And the Word. And it also speaks, amen, in the Bible, in the book of Revelation. Amen. Because, amen, of what the Antichrist is going to try to do as far as stopping Christian beliefs, amen, and the word from flowing, amen, and having that one religion, which will be the Muslims use, amen. The angels, the Bible say in the book of Revelation, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That the angels, hallelujah, are going to be the ones that preach the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, amen, as the Antichrist tries to diminish the word of God, amen, and the Christians are being fought for their beliefs, amen, in the end time, the word is going to come forth more stronger than ever. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And begin to read, hallelujah, the word of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And the people are going to hear the word of God. The word of God must go on. And then, like I told you, the Antichrist will set up his government in a metropolis, a large city. Amen. And that's going to be in Rome, and that's going to be Italy, and that's going to be Lebanon, and the largest city there is Beirut. But the Antichrist is going to go in and build Lebanon back up. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It's going to be built up before he really gets in the office, but he's going to help even to establish, amen, Lebanon more. And the reasons why and the information that is given to this by God, amen, is that Lebanon, Rome, Italy, amen, and Lebanon sit right near the Mediterranean Sea, amen. It has easy accessibility to all countries and nations, amen, as far as air travel, water travel, whatever, amen, accessibility, amen, that it can provide, amen, in the time of war or in the time of any kind of merchants or anything, it's going to be, amen, have that accessibility. To go and worship, amen, Rome, Italy, amen, is what God, the false prophet is going to be set up, and he's going to preach and teach about the things that are in reference to the Muslims and their beliefs, the Islamic beliefs, amen. Rome, Italy is situated near the Mediterranean Sea, having easy accessibilities for the Antichrist to travel back and forth. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The Antichrist will not come from Rome. Those that are teaching that, they are teaching it wrong. The false prophet will have headquarters in Rome. Amen. But, amen, thank you, Jesus. The Muslims' religions will flow from Rome. Thank you, Jesus. And then it said the last eagle, or what do you want to call him, the Antichrist, will cause the last prime minister, a president of Israel, to yield to him. This is still in Ezekiel 17. Divine is Israel. Because of the Antichrist's father and his past history, this Antichrist will become notable for his war and influence over people. This Antichrist will take over Israel with deception through a covenant and not by war. And then he the temple will be built and he will occupy it. Amen. In Jerusalem. After his deception began, God will hear the cries of his people. Amen. And thus send Jesus to battle in Armageddon. A lot of people said a rapture is going to take up everybody. If the rapture took up everybody, why would God have to send his son Jesus? If the rapture took up everybody, why would there be the cries of the people and God come, hear their cries and then come down and defend them, amen, at the Battle of Armageddon, amen, which will be in Megiddo, amen. Thank you, Jesus. The last Antichrist will make Israel dishonorable, poor, poverty-stricken, and shamed, not able to raise their heads throughout the world because of the covenant they made with him. At this time, Israel will ask Egypt to help them, to send them an army that will come in and defeat the Antichrist. Amen. Egypt will turn its back on Israel and build up walls so that Israel cannot enter into Egypt to seek refuge. Now, this is what, at the beginning when Moses, amen, brought the Israelites out of Egypt after being in bondage for 430 years. I had said on one segment, I thought it was 450 years, but it was 430 years. One of the things that happened was Israel, after they got out of Egypt and went over into wilderness, they began to murmur and complain to Moses, caused Moses to die before his time because, man, he didn't sanctify God, amen, when he had smoked the rock to bring forth the water. So just that little incident caused him not to go into the promised land with them. But after they murmured and complained so much, amen, and saying, oh, you should have left us there in Egypt. At least we had a place, amen, and we had the leeks and the garlic and stuff like that. Israel had begun to increase so much in Egypt until this Pharaoh that knew not Joseph, he didn't regard what he had heard about Joseph, amen. Well, they literally caused Israel to be in fear through witchcraft and sorcery. That's what the Antichrist is going to use in the end time. But what I'm trying to get to you, to tell you that because of their murmuring and complaining, Amen. They wanted to go back into Egypt. Now, at the end time, they are murmuring and complaining, amen, about what the Antichrist is doing to them. They're going to ask Egypt for help. But Egypt is going to literally turn their backs on Israel and build up walls. Now, don't think that the Antichrist is going to reign 2 or 3 years. This man is going to have some time in this office. And they're not going to be able to overthrow him, because the Bible said nobody would be able to overthrow him because of his way of power that he has gained from Satan. So one of the things that we got to have to look at is there's going to be, amen, a space of time with him. Not no 2 years, amen, not no 3 years. I don't know exactly how long, but he'll be in office for a while. And because of the sins that the king of Israel and his ambassadors committed, or the prime minister of Israel, it's not a king, but the prime ministers of Israel and his ambassador committed, God will punish them in Lebanon away from their country. Amen. When you sin against God and you put another God before you, that stops the blessing, that destroys the covenant, and you're no longer covered. Israel won't be covered in that day. But they're going to cry out, those that are left, the remnant that are left, they're going to cry out, and God is going to hear their cries. You know, my time is up, and I just hate that. I just love the word so much. And I just thank God for what he's doing and what he's about to do. And I'll get back into this segment, amen, of teaching, amen, when I come back on next Thursday. Remember, the Antichrist is going to set up a system just like Joseph did with Pharaoh in Egypt. Amen. May God bless you and have a great day. God bless.